You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good evening, Atlanta, and welcome back in to The Intersection. It is Thursday. It is 10 o'clock. And Jason and I, Noel White, are in the Kia studios as the Dream wrap up an unfortunate loss. But Jason, how was your week this week?
It's been a very, very busy week. I feel like every soccer thing that can happen is happening right now. So, and a lot of it's happening here. So we've had Club World Cup with a 9 o'clock kick on Tuesday night. I think I'm still recovering from getting out of there at about 1 a.m. Yeah. We've had Atlanta United training sessions. We've had U.S. men's national team, U.S. women's national team games. It's been chaos. And now I'm going to Washington, D.C. tomorrow on the 4th, which is going to be weird. I've never been in D.C. on the 4th.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. It seems like one of those bucket list things you cross off, like D.C. on the 4th.
It could be like crazy packed and crazy, and I don't want any part of that, but it might be cool. I don't know.
I mean, to be able to experience it from your hotel room at least is kind of nice. Like, yeah. Oh, look at all the pomp and circumstance as I enjoy my air conditioning in my hotel room
that's
and get some rest before this match happens.
That's what I'm talking about.
But look at all the people down there crawling around and having a good time in D.C. on the 4th.
There'll be fireworks. There'll be things popping off in the sky. Like, that'll happen. It's a decent trip because the fearless leader here at 92.9 The Game, Mike Conti,
yes, sir,
has a great restaurant that we go to every time we go to D.C. So I'm much looking forward to that. And then watching fireworks from a hotel room.
Of course. I mean, that's just clutch.
Yes.
Where we did not have fireworks was tonight at Gateway Center Arena, unfortunately. Everything was so close all night long. And apparently Skylar Diggins was able to drive to the basket and put up one final shot to edge the Dream out by 1 point. But we won't focus on the loss because they're still second in the East. They're still where they need to be. Especially,
could have went into first in the East with a win, though.
You could have been, but you know, without Ryan Howard there tonight, for y'all to basically play an even game all night and it come down to basically who had the ball last, and for your starting point guard to have her best game of the season so far coming back from injury with 25 points and 4 steals and 5 assists and 5 rebounds. I mean, she was all over the place. And look, she's been all over the place in a good way all week. But tonight was a start of something.
But that's the intersection bump right there. Because
exactly.
Jordan Canada comes on the show a couple weeks ago.
Exactly.
And now she's killing it.
Exactly. She becomes a friend of the show. And as soon as that happened, she was all over the court, stealing balls and making passes. And now we're adding the scoring to it. Mm-hmm. And, man, she's looking amazing. And if you want to hear that interview, you can anywhere you can find the Sam and Greg podcast. Just look for The Intersection Conversation with Jordan Canada. But also, All-Star Weekend is upon us here in Atlanta in two different ways. You got Ronald Acuna starting in the All-Star game, coming back after starting the season injured. Ronald's played, what, 3 weeks, a month? And we're an All-Star starter, but we all knew that that's how Ronald.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's how it rolls.
When the game starts, and the home of the Brave, and 2 minutes later the ball is over the gate after the first pitch, yeah, you're probably going to be an All-Star. So shout out to Ronald Acuna. But also, your starting shooting guard, Alisha Gray, has been Eastern Conference Player of the Week twice in May, Player of the Week, Player of the Month for the month of May, Player of the Month for the month of June as of today, and your All-Star starter for the WNBA All-Star Game this year, being voted first by the media and the players, Jason.
Are we talking MVP candidate right now?
I mean, I think I said that a month ago, didn't I? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm standing. Where's my business box? Because I'm standing on it. I'm standing on business. Alisha Gray is an MVP candidate, and we might be in a situation where her and her best friend Asia Wilson are staring toe-to-toe down to figure out who takes the trophy in the end.
So if she wins the MVP, do the goggles go on sale?
First of all, I just found out that we're supposed to be having a goggles night at State Farm Arena. I found that out on the broadcast, so okay. I'll sniff around to get more info on
all right.
that.
I'm going to need a heads up on this.
But again, if I'm Nike, yes, sell me some $60 goggles. Yes, I'm sure there's plenty of AUU girls out there between Alisha Gray and Olivia Miles that just transferred from Notre Dame. I'm sure it's a bunch of girls out there that want some goggles or some glasses to go ball out in. You're missing out on money, Nike. Don't make me throw another dart.
Oh, here we go. They're going to go back up on the dartboard again.
Well, you know, they've been up there a couple of times. But, yes, so there are positive things happening with your Atlanta Dream. Alisha Gray will be in Indy for All-Star Weekend. There was a little controversy with this, though, Jason.
What was it?
People were upset that Alisha was graded number one by the players in the media. They felt like Clark should have sweeped across the board, you know, number one fan voting, number one media voting, number one player voting.
So people were upset that the players in the league,
yes,
and the media who cover the league,
yes,
had Alisha Gray number one.
Yes.
Like, look, I get the popularity thing, and Caitlin Clark's an amazing player. Like,
yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, but she's been hurt a lot this season. If she's played the whole season, yeah, maybe we're having a different conversation, but she hasn't.
Well, she's missed, I think, 7 out of 16 games. She had really good exceptional games in, like, 3, maybe 4 of those games. She's missed, like, 56% of the season so far. Because the reality is the W was a shortened season. They play, like, 44 games.
Mm-hmm.
So if you come in trying to, like, find your footing, like a Ryan Howard, for instance, you're not going to make the All-Star team like a Ryan Howard. Well, we don't know who the reserves are, so that could be possible.
Right.
But if she doesn't, it will be because, you know, you spent 6 weeks trying to get your footing, and now that you're taking off like a Ryan Howard, like an Angel Reese or whatever, now it's after All-Star weekend. It's after All-Star voting.
Yep.
So it's kind of just in the wrong window where Alisha, you know, put on those pearls game in 3 and just started cooking and ain't looked back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you're actually watching these games, if you're watching these players, I don't think it's very much of a surprise that Alisha Gray was voted number one overall player in All-Star ranking. I don't think it's a surprise that she's an MVP candidate. But if you get a lot of your WNBA news maybe from, like,
people who don't watch the league,
talking heads, right, that aren't really watching, you know, just maybe score watching and regurgitating headlines, then it's probably what you're going to come up with. But if you're watching these games, and I implore you to do so, you will see why Alisha Gray's game is so special.
It's frustrating because the people who Caitlin Clark doesn't need to be propped up by anybody.
At all.
She's one of the best players in the world. She's a great player. She doesn't need the Twitter hashtag brigade to be running their mouth about it when she would probably agree with the voting because she knows she hasn't been playing because she's been hurt.
All Caitlin Clark needs y'all to do is go out and buy them Kobe's. That's it. All the rest of it, she can take care of on the court when that
she gets healthy, she'll be
better.
Fine.
Exactly. So she's an All-Star captain. I doubt she'll play because of the quad injury, but we'll see. We have a couple of days before we get to Indy for the All-Star weekend. But you're a captain. What more is there to be?
Yeah, exactly. The player vote is very important, and that's very cool that it goes to Alisha Gray.
Yes.
And the media vote is cool as well, but that player vote's the one to me that is the true seal of approval.
Yes.
And it's cool that Gray gets that as number one.
Absolutely. So because I don't feel like she got her due with all the discourse that was around it, I want to make sure we pound the table and say congratulations. Alisha Gray's got her boots on the ground in more ways than one. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, check out her Player Tribune video. But Jason, we got some U.S. soccer news going on. I was hanging out with you and Maddie the other night. So break it down for The Intersection. What was going on in the world of U.S. men and women's soccer?
So you almost had a almost concurrent U.S. men's and U.S. women's USA versus Canada night. But the Canadians didn't hold up their end of the bargain on the men's side. They got knocked out in the quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Gold Cup by Guatemala. Guatemala got to the semifinals for the first time since 1969. They faced the men last night in a competitive game. The other one, the women's game, was a friendly. It's a kind of a friendly window right now of exhibitions. The women killed it. They beat Ireland twice in the window. They beat Canada 3-0. Canada's the number 8 team in the world. USA is number 1. And this window right now, it's kind of a mix and match window a little bit. You've got a lot of new players in the group, a lot of young players in the group. Players trying to find their footing at that level. You've got some players who I don't know if they'll be there when Trinity Rodman's back, for example, when Sophia Wilson's back, for example. I don't know if some of the players that we saw do well in this window will get there. But I think a few really pushed the case. Avery Patterson is a fullback, definitely somebody that I want to see more of. You got Rose Lavelle back from injury. Rose is killing it right now. I think Rose Lavelle and Emily Sonnet, and we talked about it last night on Atlanta Soccer Tonight, two veterans. You start to look at what the next cycle looks like for the U.S. Women's National Team. World Cup in 27, Olympics in 28. Sonnet's going to be, I think, 33 by that point. Lavelle's going to be 32. I don't know what their roles will be in that group, but those are the two veterans that I could see making it and having a role. It might be coming off the bench for Lavelle. It might be Sonnet being a little bit of a jack of all trades, playing some center back, playing some midfield, playing some fullback, coming off the bench late in games to help see it out. I think they're finding what that's going to be. But Emma Hayes is such a good manager. Really good clip. I posted it on my Instagram here recently of her on the bench talking to some of these young players, getting their opportunity in matches, but also just the way that she leads. You know, she's an inspirational coach. She's one of the best coaches in the world. We talked about it last night. Like, she reminds me of Dawn Staley in a lot of ways as a coach. Emma Hayes is doing a lot of different things in the U.S. women's soccer world, which I like to see. I feel like it got kind of stagnant for a minute. It got kind of, I don't know, it felt like kind of closed off. It felt very insular. Like, you had to come from certain clubs. You had to go to certain colleges. You had to go through a certain pathway to get to that level. And I think for Emma, it's, can you ball? Can you play? All right, you're going to play for me. You know, do you give me what I need for my team to play my way? Cool. I don't care where you're from. And that's been really cool to see, because I think at times, especially in the women's game, it can get a little cliquish because the pro side is still, I think, kind of developing. And the difference with like NWSL and WNBA, for example, is you've got the French League, very strong. Players going over there to play. The English League, very strong. Players are going over there to play. So the national team kind of gets pulled. Players get pulled in different directions. So I think Emma coming from Europe and being so successful at Chelsea, she gets it. And she can get the best players together on the field to play in a more modern way than they were in the last cycle. And that's why we saw the Olympic gold medal come through.
Coach, it's almost like how I see all the positives of what I see out of Raheem Morris.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much what position you play, it's what do you do best. And let's put you in those positions for you to succeed, and then the team will try to succeed around you. And also, he's a leader of men, of people, not just, you know, a coach.
Yeah.
It's more than just
you
X's and O's
be.
And what's going on the field.
You got to be now. I think to be a good coach, you've got to be able to relate to people.
Yep.
And it doesn't mean you have to be – it doesn't mean you have to relate to them on their level. There's a separation between the coach and the players. But you have to be able to at least understand them, what drives them, what motivates them, what their interests are. And it's different than it used to be. Okay, so coaches have to adapt.
Yeah.
I think it's cool with where soccer and basketball is, and we'll finish up with the men's national team here in a second. Like, you're seeing real shapes and changes in how teams play. It's not as rigid as it used to be. It's not point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center. Sometimes you got two centers on the court. Sometimes you got three point guards on the court. You make it work. You find the chemistry. Same with soccer. You move people around and you make it work. I think you're seeing that with Mauricio Pochettino on the men's side. You know, it was a big win last night. A lot of people got hung up on the stat sheet and crying about Guatemala outshooting the U.S. Well, they were trailing from about the fifth minute. So they were going for it. Of course they were outshooting the U.S. They scored one goal. The U.S. scored two. That's what matters. It's a semifinal. You got to win. Two goals in the first 15 minutes, pretty good recipe to win. And Diego Luna is not a stat sheet guy. He's not a textbook guy. Probably got five more tattoos since last night. That's fine, because if he scores goals like he did last night, he can get all the tattoos he wants. That guy is killing it right now. When you have anybody who gets their nose broken in a friendly game in January and says, no, don't take me out. I want to keep playing. That's my kind of dude. That's who I want to roll around. That's who I want to be my team based around. And I think Diego Luna is showing that. So it was a good night for U.S. soccer last night. The men are in the final on Sunday against Mexico. That's always a massive game. Cannot wait for that one. The women, I think it was a really good window. You broaden the player pool, and now you'll get back into the second half of the NWSL season, and the European players will get into their preseasons.
Woo! Well, soccer is in full swing.
We didn't even get into the Club World Cup.
Exactly.
We got a quarterfinal at the Benz on Saturday afternoon. PSG hanging around all week. They're playing Bayern Munich. That's like as big of a game as you can find. Maybe the biggest game we've ever had in Atlanta. And we got a little inside info coming up in the next segment.
Indeed, indeed we do. Because coming up on The Intersection, we have a little taste of our conversation with Paris Saint-Germain social media extraordinaire David Butler, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what it was like to experience in Atlanta and what it's like to just be a part of the club. Coming up next on The Intersection on 929 The Game and the...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Odyssey. Welcome back to the Intersection Atlanta. You do know us. T.I. may not know you, but you do know us. We are back in the intersection. You are with Noel White and Jason Longshore. And we had the pleasure of speaking with one Mr. David Butler today here in town with Paris Saint-Germain as they continue their World Cup. What would you call it, Jason?
So they're, I mean, this quest. Is a team. Yeah, it is for them. Like, I think a lot of people came into Club World Cup wondering how serious teams would take it. You know, it's a new competition completely. A lot of money on the line for these teams. And PSG is one. They finally won their European Champions League. They had been chasing that trophy for a long time. They finally won that. And it could have went either way. It could have been, you know what, we're going to come to the United States. We're going to play in this tournament. And whatever happens, happens. That's cool. It'll be a nice summer vacation after a long season. Or it's like, wait a minute. We won three trophies this past year. Why don't we just go win another one? Because right. That's how we're wired. And that's kind of how this team is wired. You know, I had the chance to see them beat Miami on Sunday. Just a dominant first 45 minutes. Second 45, they could cruise. But that first 45, I love the way this PSG team plays. I love their coach in Luis Enrique. Talking about coaches who get players and are human beings first, Luis Enrique is one of the top-tier coaches in any sport right now. Took this PSG team. They moved on from the superstars. They had Neymar. They had Messi. They had Kylian Mbappe.
Yep.
Moved on from all of them, and then they win everything. That's a credit to the coach.
Amazing how that works, right?
Yeah, it's a credit to the coach. It's a credit to the style of play. So PSG is kind of making Atlanta a second home right now. They were out in the West Coast early in the tournament. They came here ahead of the game against Miami. They stayed because they play the quarterfinal against Bayern Munich on Saturday. It's a noon kickoff at the Benz. Tickets available, FIFA.com/tickets. Some really good deals up there right now from what I'm seeing on that game. If you love the sport and you don't really know either team, this is a game that can get you going. This should be a really big game with Bayern being one of the biggest teams in the world. They've won more titles in Germany than anybody. And PSG, who for me right now is the best team in the world.
Ooh.
So we got the chance to catch up with David. He's the kind of social media host, in-stadium host for PSG. Interacted with Atlanta United while he was in town. And got a chance to catch up with him. Cool story. You know, he's from Baltimore. He came up playing in the game, played in college, chased the pro dream, ended up going to Europe and finding a completely different career in the game. Really cool conversation we had with him. You'll be able to hear the whole thing later tonight on the Off the Woodwork podcast on 92.9 The Game.
Indeed. Yeah, it was interesting speaking with him. One of the most interesting things to me was the fact that he sounds British. He sounds like he grew up in Europe and not from Baltimore. Like, and I guess he spent probably equally amount of time overseas now than he has here.
Yeah.
But that was the first thing that stood out to me when we spoke with him.
It was fascinating because, I mean, his journey took him from Baltimore to Australia to the Netherlands to France. So kind of a mishmash of accents.
And he
kind
of sounds like, he sounds like a mesh of all of it, honestly.
Yeah, it's cool to have an American as the host for a club like PSG. And everything that he's doing is awesome. Make sure you check out what they do in English. This is a club that, again, if you like kind of high-octane attacking soccer, this is a team that you'll enjoy. And there's some other components to why they're getting popular, too. The style aspect of PSG is a big deal as well.
Indeed. Yeah, we was able to catch up with David, and we asked him, you know, how have you seen Jordan Brand help PSG's visibility in America?
I have to say, pretty incredible. Obviously, it helped that we won the Champions League and in the fashion that we won the Champions League. But then when we were in LA, we had the PSG house set up. It's basically a hub for fans, creators, colleagues, Kevin Durant, celebrities, whoever, to come. Understand a bit about the culture about PSG, but also linking PSG to America and LA. So it was really like a community kind of effort. I mean, we had a lot of local artists come by, but also I have to say, I'm pretty surprised myself to be in the States and see PSG kits everywhere. Like the jersey is everywhere. But one thing I can say myself is I'm a Nike Jordan head and have been since I was a kid. And even when I was a player, one of the best things about being a player was turning up to the first day of preseason and seeing like your locker with your Nike bag or here's your gear for the season. That used to make me so excited. Even now, I'm just a content creator, basically. When I get there on that first day, or we're about to go on a trip, and it's like, here's your three new Nike t-shirts, new pair of Air Force. Even myself, I'm like, I'm buzzing myself. So I think the growth of PSG and the brand is huge. And I think it's one of those clubs that you can say, you don't necessarily have to be a fan of PSG to wear the jersey, because it's some of this stuff is so fire that it's just like it's everywhere.
It's such a smart thing for them to have this partnership. Yep. It's such a smart thing for a club that's trying to find kind of that next level of what they can be. You know, they're right now winning Ligue 1 in France pretty consistently. They're winning trophies domestically consistently. Now they've got the Champions League to their name. They might add a Club World Cup this summer. They're becoming a global brand, and it's about the soccer and the style.
Yep.
They tried to do it about the superstars, but the substance right now is the style of play and the style off the field as well.
Yeah, and like somebody like me, for instance, that's way more into maybe Jordan Brand than I am soccer, I was able to connect those two ideas immediately. Like, as soon as you brought it up, I know Paris Saint-Germain because there's usually a Jordan Brand next to, underneath, or around the Eiffel Tower, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So they do a great job employing the red, white, and blue of the French flag into the kits. All of that great stuff. And it is fashion forward, but it's fashion that can help you like be a gateway towards understanding soccer. Like, even if you're like somebody that's an MLS head and not really into international soccer, like just PSG's connection with Jordan Brand, connection with Kevin Durant and those things, like a gateway into, okay, well, what do they have going on up there? And then you actually watch them play, and that's when you get into the style of play.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like baseball in the 90s, when chicks dig the long ball.
Yeah.
It's that type of atmosphere with it. You combine those two things. That can be bigger than one player.
Yeah.
Because a player leaves, right? Like, players aren't forever.
Yep.
But this type of swagger and this type of culture, like they say in Miami, Heat culture, like this type of culture that you're building now, it can be a lasting thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think of the Fab Five in Michigan.
Yep.
Like, I had no connection to Michigan. I had no connection to that group of players, but I loved their style.
Yep.
And I watched it. And, yeah, I found a big, baggy pair of yellow Michigan shorts because I thought it was cool. That works. That can connect you. It doesn't matter how you get to a team. Sometimes it's going to come from the sport. Sometimes it's going to come from your favorite player. Sometimes it's going to come from the way that they play, but sometimes it's going to be the color combinations, the kit, the city that they're in. And, I mean, you're in Paris. You've got cool gear. You've got a great style of play. They've got everything going for them. Now, of course, talking about the gear, you had to get into it and ask David if he had gotten something that you're looking for. What were you asking him about?
I had to know. With you having all this access and all this gear, and you being like a de facto member of the team, and you're riding on the bus and the parades and all this stuff, do you already have these sixes? I need to know.
I don't have them yet. I don't have them yet, but I will be asking.
No, for okay,
them.
Yeah.
I'll be doing my best to say, yeah, make sure you hold a bear on the side for me. But to be honest, we are kind of head of brand, Fabian Alec. He's like a genius. He creates so many collaborations with so many different brands, so many different streetwear brands, that it just fits perfectly into what Paris is. That mixture of art, fashion, music, culture, all those things. And then to have the football team that's also doing so well, it's just like the perfect combination of all these things.
So this is your wheelhouse. Tell me what PSG has done kind of in the shoe side of it with Jordan Brand. Like, how have they kind of tapped into that?
And that's kind of like how I got introduced. Like, I saw the kits and stuff, and I was like, okay, it's soccer. That seems cool. Great. And then, like, the shoes just started coming out. And I was like, oh, we got – it was like a white and burgundy pair of fours that came. I was like, okay, PSG's doing their thing. I believe there was a navy pair, and then now this summer there's supposed to be a silver and black pair of Air Jordan 6s, and the and one shoe will have the Jumpman logo on the back, and the other will have the Paris Saint Germain. It's not, and that's always how they treat Paris Saint Germain when they do these Jordans. They put the separate logo on it, and they try to put the premium materials on it, and make it an event, not just for us here, but for those in France, because Jordan France goes crazy.
Oh yeah, they for sure.
They're buying stuff over there like crazy, and so you try to make it accessible for us and bring us into it. But this is also stuff that they want over in Paris, and that was one of the things I wanted to bring up. His quote about, you know, Paris being about the fashion and the style and winning. But doesn't that sound so American?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound so inner city American? Like, we want winners, and we want to look fly when we do it. Mm-hmm. And we want to look flashy on the floor. Like, that's why the Showtime Lakers was so popular. Yep. That's why we love the Warriors so much and the Bulls and the on and on, right? Because it was flashy. It was cool. The Deion Sanders, they look good while doing it. You know, we're high-stepping and we were getting interceptions. And I got my own shoes on and my Jerry Curl dripping just right and the gold everywhere. And so I think that's why PSG has a real chance to become America's team. You've already tapped into LA. Yep. You're tapping into Atlanta, and you're tapped into the things that make kind of Paris and the inner cities of America Kendrick Spears. It's kind of why it made breakdancing in Paris in the Olympics make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, there's that kind of kindred spirit to it that I really enjoy that he brought up. And then Jason, you know, had to get in on it, of course, you know, with all the gear or whatever. He had to know what was David's favorite piece of gear he's gotten so far working with PSG?
Yeah, I have probably two. All right. So the PSG Jordan fourth kit this season, it was the blue one with the wings on the side.
Yep.
First of all, it felt special as soon as we released it. It was like, oh, okay. So we were really struggling in the Champions League. We released this kit. We wear it for the first time against Man City. If we lose that game, we're going out of the Champions League. We're losing 2-0 in the second half. Something happens. We come back, we win 4-2 that game in that jersey for the first time. After that, we wear it away from home. We beat Liverpool away from home wearing that jersey. So that jersey is so, so fire. And one of those, like, I hope to keep forever. The second thing is PSG did a collaboration with Wasted Youth Girls Don't Cry. The owner, founder, Verdi. He created like a really cool t-shirt when we were in Japan. So those are probably my two favorite things. There's so much. I mean, my whole closet is now a PSG wardrobe. I can't lie. Like, I could go on for hours about it.
It's cool you mentioned that jersey because we talked about that last week.
Mm-hmm.
That one, when it came out, I was like, huh. Because you get in the soccer world, you kind of get used to what kits look like, what jerseys look like. And they kind of have basic flows. Like, you get collar, no collar. You get certain things that are just typical. That one with the wings on the sleeves, it looked really different. It didn't look like a traditional soccer kit, but it still worked.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't so far outside the box. Like, we talked about the pinstripes for the U.S. National Team kits. Like, it's a little different for soccer, but it still works. Those kits were amazing. And then the cool thing is you had some of the most iconic moments in club history in that shirt.
Right.
So that's going to go down in history.
Yeah. And when you can, like, usually when we talk about Nike and storytelling or whatever, we talk about how they design a jersey or a shoe or whatever to tell an already existing story of the past. But this go around, this jersey became a part of a story, a part of history. And now it's like one of those retroactive things where people want to try to go back and find to be a part of that moment. And I think the reason it's kind of different but maybe works is it's a long sleeve soccer jersey but without a collar.
Yeah.
Which doesn't, like, those two things don't usually happen. And then you have the wings on the side, but it's also very subdued.
Yeah.
It's very simple and clean.
It's not wild looking with the wings on the side.
No.
Like, it works. It when I first saw it, it kind of felt like a basketball, like, shooting shirt. Like a warm-up shirt. And I'm like, okay, that kind of works. And then you see the whole thing on the field and you see a team playing it. And it's like, oh, wait a minute. This works, but it's different. And that's what PSG, I think, has done with a lot of what their branding is, what their identity is, what their image is. Being here in Atlanta for about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks, maybe with two big wins. I think they're going to beat Bayern on Saturday. I think they're the favorites to win the tournament. You're going to have a lot of kids who have seen PSG in action, and they've been really active. They've been trading jerseys with the Falcons. They've been trading jerseys with the Hawks. They've been everywhere. You're going to have a lot of new PSG fans in Atlanta after this week.
Which is super exciting to see. Like, we already consider ourselves like the soccer capital of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to be the forefront of international soccer for Americans, to be that gateway for them, I mean, that's what makes Mercedes-Benz so special. That's what made it so necessary in a sense, right? Like, maybe, you know, in the beginning and hearing about it or whatever, like, we want our Georgia Dome. But, you know, now, you know, that we have it and it's a thing and it's kind of its own little, like, Taj Mahal of the city. When people drive by and they see the, you know, the turning roof and the mechanism that it is, it's like, this is a really amazing, amazing building. And to be able to create amazing moments in it, football-wise, mm-hmm. soccer-wise, international soccer-wise, like, it's definitely doing what it's supposed to do. And with Paris Saint-Germain coming in here and putting on a show, it showcases MSG. MSB.
Yeah, get in there and get in the stadium for Saturday. Noon kickoff. It's an early one, but it's a huge game with PSG and Bayern. Should be a blast.
Well,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Come back, Atlanta, into the intersection. We are about to run it to the bar for last call so we can play darts. Jason, give them the rundown.
All right, so we end the show. We have our final drinks of the evening at the bar. And you know what happens when you're having your last drinks and you see the dartboard over there and it's like, yeah, okay, we can throw some darts. And then you start to, anytime you're having drinks, you start griping about something. So then we decided, we found this dot matrix printer back in the back of the bar, and it's still working.
All right.
We found a new ribbon for it at the Goodwill store down the street. We got one of those metal carts, and we got the big strap to strap this giant dot matrix printer down, like your substitute teacher used to have the big TV that would fall over on kids.
Yeah.
No, the dot matrix printer is not going to fall over on any kids. We got it. Shouldn't be any kids at the bar anyway, but you know how it goes around here sometimes.
No insurance claims.
No insurance claims. We're good. So we print up a picture of whatever we're griping about. We put it up on the dartboard, and it can be rescued, or we all chuck darts at it.
And tonight, I am going to get us started with the Doc Matrix printer. So go ahead and fire up a picture of myself. Print out a picture of me.
What?
Print out a picture of me.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Because I did something I didn't think I would ever do.
Oh, boy.
I think I forgot I did it.
Oh,
because when I got the notification, I was like, huh? It's like being intoxicated on the Home Shopping Network. So
stuff just shows up. Like, what is this?
What did I do? So I've been able to avoid a lot of novelty sneaker purchases, right? Like, I didn't buy the LeBron Ken doll. I stayed out of it. I was like, I'm not going to jump in line and get in the forums and have a little LeBron. I don't even like LeBron that much.
What did you do after last call last week?
I went out, and somehow I think I decided it was a good idea to order the Nike Air Dunk Lego kit. So it showed up today, Jason. I have a Lego kit. I have never played with Legos in my life. And I guess y'all are about to get a show on social media as I try to put together this Lego kit piece by piece, because it's here now. So Lego dunks, and I am throwing a dart at myself, because why did I do this?
I do have to ask why. Yes. So I guess I probably have to throw a dart as well.
Man, it's
especially just, after the last, what, 2-3 weeks?
This might be the worst impulse buy I've ever had.
What happened?
And it was not cheap. Legos are not cheap. Did y'all know Legos ain't cheap?
It's crazy.
I have a 6-year-old boy.
Okay, yeah. So you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, we can't start this hobby. Funko Pops is one thing. Legos is a whole nother.
Man.
I got the invoice and I was like, wait, what happened? What did I do?
Oh no.
And then it was like, here's your shipping, your tracking. And I was like,
what?
Oh, this is happening. So be on the lookout. I guess I'm building a Lego dunk, and yeah, I stay on the board because that was the reason you don't give children your credit card.
I need a time lapse of you building a Lego dunk.
Coming soon, everybody. Coming soon.
You definitely have to show us the after you finish.
Yep, I have given myself a project, ladies and gentlemen, and now you guys have an assignment to watch my project.
Tell them where they can watch.
They can watch it at Ella, because that is my name, _, because I need space, cool, yes I am, 23, the number of greatness. Check me out. That's on all the platforms.
Wow, I didn't know there was
a whole breakdown.
Okay.
I got a whole thing.
All right,
Jason, who gets the dart besides me? You can give me a dart for that, too,
I'm throwing the dart at getting the Legos, for sure. I'm going to go kind of abstract here on this one. I need a picture of a gate.
Okay.
I think it'd be like an old school gate. I hate gatekeepers more than anything.
Yeah.
I hate gatekeepers, and I'm going to gripe about a very specific gatekeeping group right now. So the Glastonbury Festival in England.
Yes.
One of the biggest music festivals everywhere. It's always like this big deal to see who's going to headline it every year. So this year it was Olivia Rodrigo.
Okay. People love her.
A lot of people love her. A lot of people who are gatekeepers do not. And they were very upset by Olivia Rodrigo headlining Glastonbury.
Why? What'd she do?
Well, you had the Prodigy, who is a very important kind of techno alternative group from the mid-90s. They were playing on another stage, and people were so upset that they were on the other stage, and Olivia Rodrigo was headlining. So stupid. Because she's one of the biggest artists in the world. She has done these big festivals all over South America already.
Yeah.
So she's played the big festival scene, which is a whole different thing. You can be a great theater performer. You can be a great arena performer.
I agree.
You can be a great stadium performer. I think these festivals are like a whole different category.
I agree with you.
It's
a
whole different thing.
For us going and the artists, it's just a whole different monster involved.
You're asking for a different kind of show. You're asking for different things. She brought out Robert Smith from The Cure, which is such
cool
combination, because The Cure is the first band I fell in love with.
I love The Cure, and especially for what she does, because for me, she has like this like old-timey vampire-y musical theater pop girl thing going on. So to drop him in it with, you know, all his cureness, like that sounds amazing. But see, that tells me that these people would never make it at Essence Festival.
No.
They would never make it, because Essence make you choose who you going to see. You going to see Aerosmith or Janet Jackson?
Yeah.
Because they on at the same time, and they on two different ends. So which one you doing?
No, they want their traditional headliner, and they get very upset when it's somebody else. Even when she brings out Robert Smith, and it was great performance. I've seen a bunch of clips from her parts of it. The two songs with Robert, Friday I'm in Love,
Just Like Heaven. Oh, I love Friday I'm in Love. Feels Like Heaven.
And she was perfect on them. She is my favorite of the pop stars right now, and I thought she killed it at Glastonbury, and I hate gatekeepers. So throwing darts at all the gatekeepers.
I'm also going to throw a dart, but you have cemented something, a theory that I have.
You have a theory?
Yes, that you just invented right now before we get to Miles. That nobody is more invested in pop music than middle-aged white men.
I don't know how to take that.
And it's not just you. It's not just you. And I love it, because somebody has to keep pop alive.
I love
music. And not
music.
Just the girlies, right? Because the girlies are always going to be there for pop. But for the men to be like, no, I love Olivia Rodrigo. Mm-hmm. I love Sabrina Carpenter. Yep. These are my favorite. And Pipe It Up, please. Like, I want more. I absolutely love it. Shout out to my boy Pat Benson.
It's this thing where, having worked in music stores for a long portion of my life, back when there actually were music stores and you could go buy CDs, I had to keep up with everything. And I've always loved everything.
Yep.
Like I said, The Cure was the first band I got into. R.E.M. is my all-time favorite group. Outkast is probably next.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm so musically schizophrenic. I'll listen to classic country and then turn Blueprint by Jay-Z on. Like, I will go back and forth like that. That's
our
just
musical
me.
Taste is the only reason this show exists.
Yes,
like, we made fun of Greg.
You like that? And
we made
like,
fun of
like
Greg not knowing who Yellow Card was.
Yes.
And then we was like, you know what? That's a show. Yeah. And so now here we are, ladies and gentlemen, with The Intersection. So thank you, Jason, for keeping pop music alive. I love it.
I love pop music. But right now, I think Olivia Rodrigo is my favorite in the pop scene.
She's killing the game. I love me some Sabrina Carpenter, too. Okay, Miles, who are we throwing a dart at? And it doesn't look like we're rescuing anybody tonight. Who are we throwing a dart at, including me? Who are we throwing a dart at?
So this week, I'm at the bar with you guys, and I need the dot matrix to print me up a picture of Adam Schefter.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, what did Schefty do?
I'm going to tell you what Schefty did.
Oh, boy.
So yesterday, you know, minding my business. You know, minding my business.
Doot, 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 doot.
And I get an alert from Adam Schefter. I'm like, okay, Adam Schefter. Okay, what traders went down? What, you know, what's going on in the NFL world? No. Why is Adam Schefter tweeting about the Diddy trial?
I'm sorry, what?
Why is Adam Schefter tweeting me the verdict? Well, not me, but tweeting the world the verdict on the Diddy trial.
Like, did he have a take on it?
No, he just had I guess.
Oh, that was engagement.
One of his breaking news.
That was engagement.
That's the worst.
Like, come on, Adam. This ain't sports.
Wow. You know, that's very interesting, because, like, that's a conversation in, like, the journalism world. Like, how much of you gets to be, like, a part of your social media? Like, if you're a sports guy, do you get to tell me that Wicked comes out on Friday? Do you get to tell me that Diddy is up on three charges?
No.
Do you get to tell me?
It depends.
Okay.
It depends on what kind of sports guy you are. Like, Schefter is a very specific.
Yeah.
I don't need anything but breaking news.
Right.
NFL breaking news.
Because
it's weird.
That's what I need.
He tries to do basketball, too, sometimes. And it gets weird.
If you're going to do that, you got to fully go all the way in.
Right.
Like, if you are a personality, a pundit, if you host a show like us, if you, you know, have a podcast and you are going to talk about some other things than what's in your wheelhouse, cool. Your social media can reflect that. Like, I'll share music stuff a lot because I'm passionate about music and I'm keeping pop alive, I found out. So, you know, like, I'll do that, but I didn't tweet anything about the trial because that's not in my lane. So.
Right, and I agree, Jay. That's like John Clayton tweeting about the Gucci Mane and Jeezy beef. R.I.P. John Clayton.
I mean, you're not wrong. And that's
he can
the
do
thing,
whatever
like,
he wants. He's
a legend.
Yeah, John Clayton's a legend. But I think the thing is like with all the parody accounts and stuff going on, that's where it gets dicey and kind of weird because you're like,
don't
is this
Shefty?
Right, exactly. You're like, is this Shefty? Who is this exactly? Or like when we were, there was a reporter, it was a couple of days ago, that was saying, I don't remember if it was Falcons or Hawks, but they had Atlanta Sports Twitter in a tizzy, but it was a fake report. Mm. But nobody like knew where it came from, whatever. But it was just, you know, juicy enough and just negative enough to get the engagement juices flowing.
It
was it the Hawks? Yeah, I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah, it was Hawks. It was a fake ESPN.
Oh, yeah, it was it was Chris.
Mike Breen. Was it Mike Breen?
It
retires?
Was a trade for.
No, there was that, though.
Yeah, that
it was
that
a trade.
It was, it was a trade for Playoff P.
Oh, wow.
Paul George. Yeah, it was
yes,
a trade for Paul George.
Right.
And everybody was like, But basically, we got sent note, right? So that's where it gets dicey when reporters that we know and we trust start, you know, giving us the Diddy trial. Like, wait a minute, is this a real account? Is this a parody account?
If you're a personality person, if you have a show, if you're sharing your personality, I think you have to do that on your social. And like what we do, yeah, we do that. If you are a breaking news person in your sport,
yeah,
probably don't do that or start a podcast and talk about whatever you want.
You know what? Podcast is a loophole. I know they want to ban. I know they want to ban microphone purchases, but podcast is a loophole. Is a loophole there? And with that being said, ladies and gentlemen. It is. I see the lights flickering, so it is time for us to leave the bar as
the
they
dot matrix is smoking.
As they put the chairs on top of the tables. So until next Thursday, for Jason Longshore, for Miles Williams, for Noel White, we thank David Butler for joining The Intersection, and we thank all of you. See you guys next week, Atlanta.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.